This is Rebecca DeZurich, and you can find more information about me at RebeccaDeZurich.com. And you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
What about you? Where is that like in your life? Truly. Where are you living with scraps? Where are you living with the leftovers? And God is going, look, just persevere through this. He's not telling you when. It could be a year. It could be 10 years. But at the end, you persevered through it. And not that you got something. You actually got something greater. It's called maturity in Christ. That's really what this is about, is your faith in God. It's about growing up in God. You see, God uses these circumstances, these trials, so that we either go, God, I need your help, or I'm doing it my way. And when we do it my way, if you're a parent, you'll know what I'm talking about. When we do it our way, God is going, no, I need you to go through that difficult time. Just man up and just go through the hard stuff right now so that in the end, you're going to be a greater man, a greater woman. Don't just go your way. It doesn't mean you've lost your faith. It means you didn't do it God's way. See, God, our Heavenly Father, He wants you to truly be children of God. We need to grow up. We need to mature. Let's keep finding out what's going on here. When our enemies, now remember, they're going to attack. When our enemies, verse 15, when our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work. So they're not going to get attacked. All right. From that day on, this just blows my mind away. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried, you ready for this? Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. That sure sounds easy. Oh, this stinking sword. I gotta carry this too. What the? Oh, let's go. Come on. Here's that little stuff. You guys keep doing your thing. Let me go get some more stuff. We have to be prepared for when the enemy attacks. We must be ready for his spiritual attacks. But we have to continue to build up the kingdom of God. Unfortunately, a lot of us put down our swords and just carry stuff. And in the process, we get beat up when we really could be at least defending ourselves. And unfortunately, and I fall into this camp way too many times, I am worried about, all right, well, no, that's wrong, so let's come on. Hey, and I sometimes forget about building up the kingdom. I'm like, come on, yeah, hey, oh, we gotta do this too. Okay, wait. We need to be focused on what God's will is and just do it. He says, but the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. I'm just gonna tell you why that is. That guy who had the trumpet stayed with Nehemiah so that when a battle would ensue. Now remember, they're building this wall. They got a work to do, but they're being attacked constantly. So, he blows the trumpet, everybody drops what they're doing, brings their swords, everything, and they go over there and they all fight. Wherever that trumpet blows, they all decide, we're going to go over there and fight. Just a little side note. How many of you stood up for your Christian brothers and sisters when they needed it? Or did you just turn and tuck tail and run? Chapter 6, verse 1. When the word of Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies that I had rebuilt the wall, and not a gap was left in it. Okay, they're rebuilding the wall. Okay, everything's good. And these three guys know, uh-oh. Okay, he didn't set the gates and the doors there. Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Okay, little distraction here. Come, let us meet together and in one of the villages on the plain of Ono. Not the speed skater. Okay. He had to be wise. Do I go meet with them or not? Well, obviously, these guys have been attacking him. So he does this. But they were scheming to harm me. So I sent messengers to them with this reply. I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? Four times they sent the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer. Then the fifth time, holy cow, when are these guys going to stop? Then the fifth time, Sanballat sent his aide to me with the same message, and in his hand was an unsealed letter. Why is this important? Because Sanballat, you know the seals that they hold something together. Okay, you know what that is. This was broken. The reason it was broken is so that the guy who was the messenger would read it and then start spreading all these rumors about what was going on and trying to make Sanballat look better. That's what's going on here. He didn't have enough guts to just send him the letter. He's trying to create problems. And it says this. It is reported among the nations, really. Okay, he's making stuff up. It is reported among the nations, and Geshem says, now does this sound familiar? Hey, I heard from so-and-so, and did you know that Katie said that? What? I mean, this is like kindergarten stuff. And Geshem says, it is true that you and the Jews are plotting to revolt, and therefore you are building the wall. Moreover, according to these reports, you are about to become their king, and have even appointed prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. Now this report will get back to the king, so come, let us confer together. I sent him this reply. Nothing like what you are saying is happening. You are just making it up in your own head. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. But I prayed. Now strengthen my hands. They even go a little farther. One day he went to someone's house. One day he went to someone's house. This is amazing. Who was shut in at his home, and he said, let us meet in the house of God inside the temple, and let us close the temple doors because men are coming to kill you. By night, they are coming to kill you. Hey, if you heard somebody say that, I want you to think about, hey, God told me that we got to go do this. And you better make sure who's telling you what it is. You better make sure they are a person of good character. You better make sure they are a person of integrity. Do you trust them? Or are they someone who causes problems all the time? The man matters. The person matters. The person you are matters. Don't just think, well, they're the leader, so you know it must always all be good. Now, we're called to follow. That doesn't mean we don't go, oh, wait a minute here. What? Are you sure we should be doing this? Let me help. You know, let's think about this. So they're coming to kill him. But I said, should a man like me run away? Or should one like me go into the temple to save his life? I will not go. I realized that God had not sent him, but that he had prophesied against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He had been hired to intimidate me so that I would commit a sin by doing this, and then they would give me a bad name to discredit me. Putting it into today, there's someone through an email who wanted to get a hold of me, and they wanted to talk about things. And at first I was kind of like, well, because this person and I just don't get along, just being honest. And I was like, you know, I got something coming up, and I don't really have time, and I just don't think I should go. And I really sensed in my spirit, I really did. I heard in my spirit, Sanballat and Tobiah, Sanballat and Tobiah. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not doing this. So I wrote back, you know what, I'm really busy. Not that I don't want to talk to you, but I've just got things going on. Can we do it after I get back? We need to talk right away before you leave. So I prayed about it some more. I just felt the same thing. So I sent back an email again. Nope, can't do it. Why not? Why the games? Drove me crazy. And of course, like a moron, I broke. And we met at a fast food restaurant. This person said our meeting would take about 15 minutes to a half an hour. 2.5 hours later, remember, I've got things to do. I'm wasting my time. 2.5 hours later, this person still is. And I'm like, you know what? I love you, and I just got to go do my thing, and you got to go do your thing. Now, we both claim to be Christians. You need to know that. I'm not saying he's not a Christian, okay? Not saying that at all. It's just we have different ideas. I share that story with you because I broke, and I shouldn't have. I should have just stuck my ground and said, look, I love you in Christ. If this is that important, it can wait till we get back. If this is just, if you will, if this is just a little fire that started and it really is nothing, it's going to go out. Do you guys know what I mean by that? I mean, I think sometimes we take too much time to put out those little fires that are a complete waste of time. And it makes us not want to persevere because it's just, we're nitpicked and nitpicked and nitpicked, and we allow it to happen. By the way, everybody, they built the wall in 52 days. They rebuilt a city wall in 52 days. Now, it wasn't this great, awesome wall, but it was a wall enough to protect them. Amazing. Just incredible, incredible stuff. For those of you who don't know, today is D-Day, June 6th, 1944. We were in a war. And this is the day that we began to just take that beach. Can you put that up? Our men were in these boats. And yeah, we pounded the heck out of the Germans. We pounded them with airstrikes before this. Pounded them. I don't know if you know, but if this didn't work, Germany was more than likely going to win the war. We put everything into this. You want to talk about perseverance? These men were in these boats. They knew they were going to their death. They knew it. And if they weren't going to die, they knew they'd probably get wounded. I've read up on this, and the boats that landed right in front of where the machine guns were, pretty much everybody was slaughtered. They didn't even get off the boats. I mean, it was just bam, 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 bam. The guys who were lucky enough, if you call it lucky enough, to land somewhere on the side of where those machine guns were, they made it on the beach. But then once they were done slaughtering those guys in the boats, they started turning those right towards those guys. They had to find anywhere to hide. There was nowhere to go. You want to talk about perseverance? That was totally helpless. It was a helpless situation. There was no way they were going to make it. But we took that beach. And that turned the war. Totally. It totally turned the war. One of my greatest heroes is General Patton. And the reason I like him so much is because he's totally, we're never retreating. Never. If I hear we're retreating, we better turn around and start going and taking ground. Never retreat. I better never hear we surrender. In your life, I know you have troubles. I know you have troubles because I'm living in this world too. And we have troubles too. It's what you do with that situation. You see, don't let your circumstances change you. Just know who you are in Christ. Know it. And if your circumstances all of a sudden are, holy cow, I just lost my job and, oh my gosh, my wife is pregnant. And what? We've got this too? You know who you are in Christ. Don't let it bug you. You really think Jesus wanted to go to the cross, get all bloodied? No. We know that for a fact because of the Garden of Gethsemane. But he persevered through it. I'm going to finish up here and ask you to turn to Hebrews 5. While you're turning there, just ask us to take a time just to be silent. I'm just going to let it be silent for a little bit for you to ponder, where are you at? Yes, think about these fallen heroes. Are you here? And if you're there, you know the trials are coming. How are you going to react? One of my challenges to you before you leave here today, I want you to take time and write down what God has spoken to you. I don't know what it is. But I want you to take time to write down maybe what you're persevering through right now. What is that circumstance that you're dealing with? And I want to encourage you to write down, what is your action to that? Are you standing in Christ, or have you decided, I'm going to be a complete jerk? You see, troubles are going to come. It's a guarantee. The thing is, are you going to persevere through it? Are you willing to take the difficult and say, I want to become mature in Christ? See, Hebrews 5 is so clear on this, and God wants to use this for you. I encourage you to read the entire book of Hebrews. It is incredible. It's really meaty. I'm just letting you know. There's so much in there. But Hebrews 5:11 is where I'm going to start. It says, we have much to say about this, but it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, so by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. Can I help you understand this? The writer of Hebrews is saying there are some of you who've accepted Jesus Christ into your life. And you learned that teaching. You learned about his life, death, resurrection, the baptism. You learned about that. And he's saying, paraphrased, it's been 5 years. Why are you still dealing with Jesus' life, death, resurrection, baptism, and all this elementary stuff? It's time to grow up. He's saying, quit being a baby in Christ. Start living for God. Why do we know this? He says, but solid food is for the mature. Thanks to Katie Erickson, I know that means completeness. because she can actually read this stuff from the original. It says mature here, but it really means for you to become complete in Christ. But solid food is for the mature, the complete, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, and laying on of hands. I don't know about you, the first time I read this, I was like, whoa, whoa, wait, whoa. Because for me, this is like what it's about. And I really began to realize this is for the little babies. We should be doing this just normal. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one. The resurrection of the dead. The end, eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. It's really up to you. It's about your attitude. I have a really good friend. His name is Shane Adams. And he always tells me this. We should not be goal-oriented. We should be growth-oriented. I'm like, what the heck does that mean? And he's like, when you are going for a goal, whatever it is, work, sports, whatever it is, and you've set a goal for yourself and you reach it, that feels good, right? Think about this. Most teams, when they win it all, is it really easy for them to repeat the next year and win it all again? The answer is no. It's very difficult to win again. Why is that? I think part of it is they're goal-oriented. We made it! Yeah! We reached the goal! This is so awesome! And then they got to start all over again. If you will, Vince Lombardi would do this. He's a great football coach for a team I can't stand. But he would always go, raise up a football and go, after they won it all, and go, gentlemen, this is a football. Are you serious? Yes, he's serious, because we got to relearn how to block perfectly again. We're going to relearn how to tackle perfectly again. It's totally important that we become growth oriented. And once we reach the goal, there's more.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.